Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on 90.5 FM WUOL, broadcasting live from WUOL's performance studio on 4th Street in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Alan Brandt.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome to a live performance here in the performance studio in our studios located at 619 South 4th Street here at Classical 90.5. And this is WUOL Louisville, Louisville's fine arts station. We have a full 2 months of programming for Lunchtime Classics to round out our season. And we're very fortunate to have with us again the Louisville String Quartet. They're a little different from last time. Peter McHugh was part of them, and there's a few changes. I'd like to welcome the Louisville String Quartet and all our faculty members of the University of Louisville School of Music. They are violins, J. Patrick Rafferty and Marcus Ratzenbeck, viola, Jamie Hoffman, and cello, Paul York. And we will introduce the pieces as they perform them. They're going to begin Lunchtime Classics today performing three selections from the String Quartet in G Major. This is the second quartet of Opus 18 by Ludwig van Beethoven here on Lunchtime Classics. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're live in the studios here at Classical 90.5 in the performance studio, enjoying our Lunchtime Classics program with the Louisville String Quartet as they just performed the String Quartet in G major, Opus 18, number 2 by Ludwig van Beethoven. I'll give them a moment to get their finger muscles relaxed a little bit for the next selection and let you know that we're having our first ever Classical 90.5 members-only event coming up next Thursday at 4 o'clock. It's a performance by a cellist and pianist, and it'll be broadcast live, but you'll want to be in the performance studio for that and get to see them perform firsthand. Go to our website, wol.org. You can find out more information for that, or check your email if you're a member. We sent you an e-newsletter about it. As we continue with the Louisville String Quartet, we'll hear Philip Glass from his fifth string quartet. It's from 1991, and y'all are going to do the fifth movement, right? Once again, violins, J. Patrick Rafferty and Marcus Ratzenbeck, viola, Jamie Hoffman, and cellist, Paul York. They're all members of the Louisville String Quartet, as we enjoy Philip Glass's String Quartet No. 5 from 1991, the fifth and final movement. Thank you. on Lunchtime Classics, we've heard the Louisville String Quartet perform the finale, the fifth movement to Philip Glass's String Quartet No. 5, composed in 1991. And once again, the members of the Louisville String Quartet consist of J. Patrick Rafferty and Marcus Ratzenbach, violins, Jamie Hoffman, viola, and Paul York, cello. They are all, in one way or another, part of the UofL School of Music. Did you all take part in the Graumeier ceremonies in New York? I know that Paul did, the cellist, did Carol Hoose's concerto at Carnegie Hall. But the university presenting one of the largest prizes in music available now, and they just recently gave that away to Sebastian Currier for a chamber work he did. So U of L in one form or another, be it the Louisville String Quartet or with their music school in its entirety, always doing something for music, be it New or Beethoven or whatnot. It's good to have them here as part of Lunchtime Classics today. I wanted to mention, before we get to our last work on their program today, that there's still time until next Monday, the 16th, for you to take part in the survey that we have online. We're wanting to know what our listeners and what our people here at Lunchtime Classics want from us in the future, and that includes the HD radio added broadcast signal that we'll have available. It's a whole new radio station that we'll have to program, 24 hours of additional programming. What would you like? Maybe we'll do all Lunchtime Classics all the time. Maybe not live, but in recorded form. But that online survey is still available for you at wuol.org. The Louisville String Quartet will end their concert with a work by Felix Mendelssohn, three of the four movements, yes. We'll hear the Adagio non troppo, the Andante espressivo, and the Molto allegro e vivace. This is the String Quartet No. 1 in E-flat major, Opus 12, by Felix Mendelssohn. Once again, the Louisville String Quartet on Lunchtime Classics.
Thank you.
We've just heard on Lunchtime Classics the Louisville String Quartet performing Mendelssohn's String Quartet No. 1 in E-flat major, Opus 12, and three of those movements today. Was he about 13 when he wrote that? He was one of those geniuses that's just amazing. We don't know the Mendelssohn String Quartets as well as we do as symphonies and those songs without words, but they're wonderful, wonderful pieces. I'd like to thank the Louisville String Quartet for performing with us today at Lunchtime Classics. And again, violinists J. Patrick Rafferty and Marcus Ratzenbeck, viola Jamie Hoffman, and cello Paul York. And I'd like to thank you for coming, those in the audience, and for listening on the air and online. Check our website for a full schedule as we round out this season at WUOL.org. Click on Lunchtime Classics. Thanks also to Andrew High, who is our sound engineer, and we'll see you next time.